from the ESPN Cleveland studios, this is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Well, hello and happy Friday, Cleveland. Welcome to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni, and we are here with my crew. Our Every Friday crew is with us celebrating our third show, everybody. We are so excited that it's our third show, our third week here at ESPN. Bobby DeSanto is here with me today. Darby Omaro, our executive producer, and Eric Williams, our board op. Hey, guys. How was your week?
There's like 100 people.
I know. Awesome. I'm saving the extras for just a second.
It was a great week. I'm glad to be here, and I look forward all week long to Friday afternoon.
Well, I know why I do, because we've got some awesome special
guests here today. Yes,
I'm very honored to have back our Cleveland Gladiators, who had a bust out amazing game last week. Wide receiver Colin Taylor is with us, and defensive lineman Willie McGinnis. We have a packed house today, guys, and a very special guest co-host who I know all of you know. It is Cleveland's very own Jeremy, also known as Talkin' Cleveland from Voice It Radio. What an honor.
Thank you. And I thought you were actually going to try and say my last name.
I want to hear that. I want to hear try it.
I think between Ciccoloni and your last name, we're going to keep it at Jeremy.
Yes.
You know, we can't, you know, confuse
now,
everybody
just
here.
Just for the record, Jeremy, why don't you tell everybody what the last name is?
It's Stankinis. Stan Keenis. It's pretty easy, but everybody else has a problem with it.
but it even has more letters than Ciccoloni, so it looks like way longer than what it is, and it doesn't even look like how it sounds either.
No.
So we got the same thing going on here, just two different nationalities.
Right.
Exactly. So we're keeping it fun here. Well, guys, you know, we've got a packed, like I said, we've got a packed house. We've got a packed show. And who other to be starting our show with us like they did last week but our Gladiators? Guys, that game last week, outstanding. Outstanding. Darvio and I were talking about it. Bobby and I were talking about it. It was outrageous. How do you feel about that big win?
You know, we feel great about it. We unfortunately came off the first loss of the year. We went 9 games in a row without winning, stayed undefeated, suffered a tough loss to a good Pittsburgh team, and unfortunately we kind of had to take it out on Iowa the next week and
put up
a franchise record of points. Everybody played really well top to bottom. Just felt great to kind of get that loss off our shoulders and move past it.
Thank you, Colin. What do you think, Willie?
Yeah, it was a great win for us. We kind of made our mistakes in the Pittsburgh game, came back this one and kind of balled out for us. I feel like we hit on all cylinders with offense and defense and special teams, so it was a great win for us.
Well, you know, we only like to talk about Pittsburgh in the studio, so we're going to pretend like that didn't even happen. Right. And we're just going right down to tomorrow's
Absolutely.
Game, you know, with New Orleans, and we're going to keep it there. How about that?
We'll be there tomorrow night, too, by the way.
Yeah, we will be your cheerleaders right in that front row. You can't miss us. I'll be having signs up and everything for you guys.
Looking forward to that.
You're our favorites, so we're very excited that we will be there. All right, well, we want to get you guys started right away on these hot topics. So, Bobby, why don't you get us started and see. We want to see what these guys have to say, and Jeremy, and, you know, get a little opinion here.
All right, awesome. Well, here we go. And seeing as though we've had the Gladiators football players in here, I'm going to start with a football story. Football hot topic.
Here we go.
We've got our own Cleveland Brown wide receiver. I'm sorry, not a wide receiver. I'm thinking of Alex over here.
You're already screwed up.
I know.
Poor Bobby.
Our very own.
He's having a little bit
that
of a
didn't
rough,
take long.
Rough day. It's a rough day.
Cleveland Brown superstar Joe Hayden buys his wife a $200,000 Bentley for their 1-year anniversary.
I love it.
That's right up Darvio's alley.
Darvio, we talk about this all the time. If you had the money, you would buy a $300,000 car for your woman, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Well, and it's white like your car now, yep. Darvio. You should see this thing. It's amazing. It is amazing. Now, would you guys buy this for your girlfriends or your wives?
You know, I actually had that same car planned on buying it, but now Joe Hayden did it.
And now you can't do it. Now you can't do it. You forget about it.
Maybe 30 minutes of Sky Zone is what I get.
If you got the money, I would, but really? Joe Hayden's known for splashing money around the city anyway, so it's nothing new for Joe. So.
Well, I have to tell you something about Joe Hayden. Last year, I was at Beechwood Mall picking up a gift for someone, and I always park, and I do not shop there because I don't have that kind of money, but I park at Saks Fifth Avenue because there's very little, spaces that are taken up, so I just run in and run out. Then I'm running in, and as I'm running out, there he is buying a woman who was staring at a purse at Louis Vuitton, admiring it in the window, and clearly did not have the money like I do to not, you know, purchase it. And he got it for her right there.
All right.
Just awesome. Walked right in and right. got it for her. And then I saw it in the news the next day.
Random act
I
of
could
kindness.
Not. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's yeah. your random act of yeah. kindness. And it was amazing. And she was sobbing. She couldn't even look at the purse. She was crying so hard.
Now,
and he's just like that guy. He's just that kind of guy.
Now, Willie, would you do that if you had those type of funds to buy a $300,000 car or $200,000 or whatever it was?
Or a $100,000 purse. I don't know.
I personally want it. On the first year anniversary, because you kind of set yourself up. You have to keep making it better each year, and that's a little steep on the first one.
Hey, that's a good point, too, because you got to make sure she's going to stick around, too. Right?
Exactly.
Take that car and go.
Right. Rather than the next year. No, not all girls are like that. I'm going to vouch for Colin's girlfriend outside right there and me. You know, we're the only two girls in this building, I think, right now.
Well, here's my question. I have a question. He does all this advertising for Serpentini Chevrolet. Why didn't he get her a Chevy?
Maybe that's their extra car.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it is. Why didn't he come up with a Chevy Volt for her, you know?
Oh, you never know. I don't know. Maybe they do have one or two or three
now,
or four.
Now, let me ask real quick. Let me ask our guest, one of our guests, Jeremy. Would you do that? Would you spend that kind of money on it?
No, after what he said, I'm kind of on board. Not year one. Definitely not year one. Maybe like 5 or 10. But, I mean, if you got money like that, why? I mean, that's the point of having money is to have nicer things. Now, what you're doing with the rest of your money is more important. Like the nice things and stuff like that. So if you got the extra money to get a car, yeah, I'd probably buy a more expensive car than that.
Right.
Really?
Exactly.
White, though. I like the white car, though.
I like black, man. I have a white car. I have a white Lincoln.
I've always
to keep it clean.
White's a pain, but I've always had white cars, black interior.
And I have a black car, and you talk about keeping it clean, forget it. It's impossible. So I'm with the white.
I'd rather have a black car than a white car. A white car, one little, fine with me. You got a Lexus.
Oh, don't tell me I don't have that at all. I do not have that. That's a joke. I actually have exactly what Joe Hayden's wife has right now. I don't have that.
Yes, and me and Bobby, we bought it.
Yeah, they bought it for me. And Jeremy chipped in, too. So
we went in halvesies. Yeah. Me and Darby. Yeah.
And then Jeremy just was that extra, you know, extra cash. Right. Let's not forget about Eric and
Jeremy
know.
Bought the seat covers.
Willie and I rode in the back. Yeah. We had a big part to do with it.
I love when you guys delivered it. You guys were in the back with the bow on your head. Yeah. You said the bow on the car.
Absolutely.
I liked that. That was good. That was good, guys.
Gift inside a gift. So.
You know? Well,
hey, if you have got gladiators sitting in the back of your new car with bows on their heads, what more can you ask for? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If I'm going to talk like a girl, I'm going to talk like a girl here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did we not have a conversation where someone wanted you guys to take your shirts off in front of them? They just asked you to do that?
A little bit recently, we went on an appearance, and at this appearance, one of our teammates, actually Luke Black, got offered some money to take off his shirt.
Yeah, I'd like to see that myself, actually. Yeah, I got a little crush on him.
And? And?
He declined that.
Because he's a good, you know why? Because he's a good guy.
But I'm sure he would have done it for free somewhere else. So.
Oh, well, then that's a different story. Now let's get that.
Exactly.
Is that part of our hot topics that we need to know about?
Gosh, I'm gonna have to plead the fifth on that one.
Colin, do you want to say? You want to chime in on that one?
You know, and it started. We're at a cookout, and there somebody had a hot tub, and kind of was talking about, you know, firing the hot tub.
Oh, here we go.
After some cornhole, you know what I mean, and after grilling out.
Yeah, just like, you know, random, like it normally happens every day.
Yeah, you know, just oh, sure. And you know, we didn't bring our suits, so we kind of declined.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But you know, that's one way to kind of get around it. You know, we had a friend of ours, wife, asked us, you know, maybe to heat up the hot tub. And
really? And
our shirts off and kind of jump in.
How old was she? This is interesting.
She was probably in her, if she's listening, probably in her early 30s.
20s maybe?
Yeah, maybe 20s.
Maybe 20s.
That was a total lie. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Because guess what? We all know where you were when this happened.
Right, that's right.
And I know. And she's a hot lady, though. She's a hot lady. I know who you're talking about.
All right, now, Mr. DeSanto, you have to come up with another topic that is going to top the one we
did. I don't think
you can. Yes, sir.
What's next?
You know what? I should have started with this one.
I don't think you can.
I can't, but I'm gonna throw this one out
this
there.
One, and oh, this is a good one.
This is killing me.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you got?
All right, I'm gonna go with it, and then LeBron left game four in the first to go to the bathroom. All right, he left game
Look
one
at
with
Colin's
cramps.
Face.
He left
I wish
four.
You guys could see Colin's face right
I
now.
I mean, what's going on?
Let me ask the two players this. I don't know how like usual that is. I've never seen that happen before in the middle of, like, is that normal? Where you'll just leave the game to go
Can you do that?
To go use the potty.
To LeBron's defense, I understand he had the cramping issue game one, right?
Okay.
Maybe he overhydrated.
I knew that was coming out.
You know, and it kind of preventative measures was to drink a little
You're
bit more.
You're being so nice,
but, you know,
Colin.
Was he carried to the bathroom? Could he walk there? I don't know. Yeah. I don't really see how that works.
My thing is, I mean,
yeah. Do you see why we love having him on, everyone?
No, I mean, I've never made it to a professional level at that stage, but from the times I played and, you know, stuff like that, it's the finals, man. You got to pee in the first quarter series. you should be so focused. The last thing you should be thinking about is that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Now, if it was a regular season game, you're just going through the motions. I could see needing
right, and they're playing like Milwaukee
that.
Or
but
something.
You're down 2-1, and you have to pee. Play through it, man.
Well, and that's why I want to ask the players. Like, is that – I've never, ever seen that.
Sometimes your stomach hurts. I mean, that can happen in a game. You've seen Jordan had to lead a few times when he was sick
to go.
Well,
that's a different story. But they're admitting that's just horrible. Going to the bathroom.
Yeah. You can tell he's not focused on the game by going through that.
Right. Now, so, yeah, is that – like, I've never seen that before. So, is that normal?
Maybe you just want like a better entrance, you know, come back in.
And start all over again.
Maybe you want to go take some Midol.
Right. Get the Midol. Right, that's what I was
thinking. That's really what he's doing.
He needed his Midol.
Yeah, they were handing it out in the back there. Yeah. I love Willie. That was hilarious. You know, start things over again. You know, just get a little extra start there. He needed something, clearly.
Yeah, that was just, but you know, like, and we all know this, when LeBron gets mentally. When he's not focused mentally, he starts doing really weird stuff.
Well, and did we not talk about this? We were watching the game together on the phone last night, and we were talking about the show for today, and we were watching the game, and we could tell. I mean, you could just tell. Did you guys get to see any of the game last night?
A little bit of it, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to catch much of it, no, unfortunately.
Did you notice that?
Y'all missed that butt whooping last night?
Right, well, I heard about it plenty of times.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
They got
did the Heat see the game too, or no?
I don't think so.
They didn't show up.
The Heat weren't there, right? I don't think they were there at all, actually.
Right.
Well, you guys, again, thank you so much for your opinions and your
This was entertaining and offensive to some people.
I can't even look at them without laughing. They make me laugh. You guys, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow against New Orleans. And I know it's going to be a win, without question. Another big win. And we'll be right back after this break, everybody. You're listening to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show.
The Alicia Ciccoloni Show on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni. Happy Friday, everybody. Even though it's Friday the 13th, we don't care, right? We don't believe in that stuff around here, guys, do we?
No, we don't care because I'm going out to party tonight.
You better be taking all of us, then, because we all need it.
I'm leaving all of y'all.
What about you, Andre? We've got the Andre Cato, our fellow radio personality, in the studio with us, too. I told you guys we had a packed house.
You're going to have to get up so you can get
Yeah,
to
you
got to
get to the mic over there, Andre. What are you doing?
I'm not sure if I'm going to hang out with Darby or actually be a grown-up and go home and sleep.
Well, after being out with you two last week for the Cleveland's Fashion Week, which obviously was an outrageous event, and the video I have of you on the spinning chairs at the arcade, I think we should probably put that on our page so people could see how fun you are when you do go out. I think you need to go out and not go home.
I think you need a – do you have a response to that?
Do you want to talk about the spinning chairs real quick, you know, and tell Jeremy and Bobby and Eric about it? Because it was outstanding.
I'm intrigued. Now
yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Right. You know the radio rule. When someone brings it up, you have to address it.
I mean, I've never seen anybody do that before. It's still in my mind.
I'm like Drake and Jay-Z. I'm not going to address it.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to respond to this. What can I say? We were there. I've seen people. So we've been in there. I've been in that. In the arcade, since they had those orange chairs quite a bit.
Now, first, describe the chairs real quick.
Yeah, explain what it is. They're spinning chairs.
They're kind of like tops.
Jeremy, have you seen these?
And pottery bowls.
Jeremy says, Jeremy's face right now, I wish everybody could see this, is so bewildered. He's like, why did I come on this show? Why am I friends with Alicia right now?
I'm trying to picture everything right now.
They're these orange, tell them what they look like. They're orange pottery type things. You're
they
right.
They do like something that you would put, your grandma would put plants in. And they're just a little bit off kilter. It's
It's okay. I'd have been riding them too if I was there, because that's me.
Designed to sit in and ride. And this crazy person gets right in it and is rolling all over the floor.
Well, I apologize to a lot of people because I've seen them and I've seen people jumping. I'm like, God, there's somebody get hurt. That's ridiculous.
But you did really well. You didn't get hurt. You actually were a pro at it. I was very surprised with the video that I took. I watch it every day to make myself laugh.
I think I had this. Wow. I'm glad to know I'm part of your life in that way.
You are.
It means so much to me.
Anytime,
it's well worth it now.
Yeah, anytime it gets a little gray during the day, I just pull that video out. It makes me crack up.
Now, the thing that I most thoroughly enjoyed that night is I had a few adult beverages.
Yes, you did, and so you enjoyed yourself.
So I took great pleasure in trying to kick him.
Yes, you while did. He was yes, you did, and I have that seat on video as well. And it made him go faster spinning on the ground because this other crazy person, Darvio, made the chair go faster. This thing literally is a top that you sit in, and it spins like a top. So you fall backwards, you go forward, sideways, and between the both of them laughing. That was make me laugh harder than the sight of him in the chair, I think.
It tickled. And anybody who knows me knows
it tickled?
Just riding in, like, how you're in the car and you go across little hills.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
The tummy?
The steepest hill.
The tummy tickle?
Like, for me growing up.
Oh, so you was like that pig on the insurance commercial. Whee!
Yes, actually, he was. Yes, I have the video to prove it. I can play the audio.
I want to see the video.
You have no
I can play the audio.
Whatsoever, man.
Well, you know, would you mind if maybe that got posted, like, just by chance on Facebook tonight?
No.
You know, on the Alicia Ciccoloni page?
Because, you know, Darby will never ask me anything. Like, he's so picky about what goes on the internet of him, and he just puts any picture.
Oh, ironically, that's so funny.
Picture.
And you know why he's...
my hair. He puts it up there.
Yes, and you know why he's laughing right now? Because he posted, everybody, I don't know if you in the studio have seen this picture of me on the internet, thanks to Crazy Darvio. I look like I had either escaped from somewhere, was possessed... I don't know what was going on, but ironically, the following picture of us looks outstanding.
Hold on. If she's going to tell it, she has to tell the whole thing. Now, look, I tried. She has the thing where you get the red eye real bad in the pictures, right?
Yeah, I get red eye and white eye. I look crazy.
I tried to fix it. But it made her look worse. It made her look cockeyed. It made her look like one eye was going one way.
We don't need any. I got enough problems. I don't need to be looking cockeyed.
Going the other. So that's worse. So I was like, you know what? Just leave the red
Wait,
eye.
Wait, you know what? Jeremy just pulled.
Yeah, no, I was going to say the same thing. I have the same problem with the red eye.
But you have blue eyes and I have black eyes.
See,
so how does
off,
it happen?
I'm real uncomfortable with people that say blue eyes. I'm colorblind. And my eyes change all the time. So I'm usually actually green eyes. So when people say blue, I have no idea that they're blue at the time.
Well, they're blue right now. They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're normally green.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, so either way, if you get it and you can understand my pain of him putting a picture up that I looked like I'm insane.
Jeremy, can you explain to her? I tried to fix it.
I've had it. I've tried to fix them before, and the way that they do, it's like a black dot that goes over it.
Yeah.
And it
makes it worse.
You look cockeyed. It's bad.
So guess what, ironically, what he texted me, I tried, I really did, but I actually saved you. You would have looked worse.
Yeah, because you look cockeyed.
What's Andre?
He abstain. I'm telling you, I've seen this guy. He'll dump pictures that he'll spend. Yeah. Number one, after we left the fashion show last week.
Yes. I know you two stayed out, and Kristen, our graphic artist, and I ended up going home.
No, this was the next day.
Oh, the next day.
Tuxedo. Remember the tuxedo selfie?
Yes.
Selfie disease over
yes,
there?
And he looked very, very dapper.
Right. Well, we spent that picture that everything is so dapper. I sat for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. And you know what? This is why I don't like pictures, because of this very reason. And the one that he took of us with the gladiators, I look photoshopped in because I'm so much shorter than them. His fixing of it, I looked like I'm not really even in the picture. They just put me in there. So if he's a master editor, apparently.
I don't know. He might have like mean guy disease.
Oh, but we better you know what we better do?
Now,
we better take some more pictures.
Hey,
Darvio, last week Andre said it when he was on the show. He said it with friends like you.
Right, exactly.
Oh. Darvio said it.
Exactly. It's the same thing. I'll get him back though. But now here's the thing. Alicia says she looked photoshopped because she's so much shorter. I can't help the fact that you're 5 foot nothing.
I can't. I know. We've just Jeremy and I just discussed this last night as well. I can't help that.
And
I know.
I told her yesterday, she's so short, but yet she has the propensity to hang around big football built black dudes. Like,
oh,
Like, what am
that
I supposed
has nothing to do?
To do
with anything.
Like, the picture's
going to
look like that. Like, what am I supposed to do? We're all tall and big.
Here's the bad thing. I, even in my family pictures, it doesn't matter who I'm with. I mean, I'm blessed with all kinds of friends of all heights, but I'm always the shortest, even with the 5-inch heels on. I cannot help this.
Short and cockeyed.
But short and cockeyed. Do you see what I'm saying?
I have a little
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's not too cocked.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
He's not joking either. I've seen him check out girls. He has a thing for a slight lazy eye.
All righty then. Well, I think we should probably move on now to something that's got real substance to talk about and forget about my height and
How much time did we just spend on that?
Yeah, that just went off on some kind of tangent that I did not expect.
One thing about the top is I usually get sick in, like, park swings. Like,
you you're talking about the top chair again?
And the little spin and merry-go-round, and I did not in that chair. That's probably why.
Oh, I'm so happy for you that you enjoyed that then. Yeah. Well, then, you know what? Then it must get posted. It must get posted.
Oh, wow.
So if that's the case, we're going to do that.
I do have a message to Kristen, who is our
coordinator.
Our graphic artist. She just sent me a message. She said, quote, ha ha ha, I put the spinning chair on the show page.
She'd already put it up there. So you good luck getting it down, Andre.
So it is already there. But when we come back, we will actually have a substantive conversation.
Yes, we have a really great guest.
So
here.
We will be back on the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Stay tuned.
This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Speak your mind on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag AliciaShowCLE.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. You know, we went off on a little bit of a tangent there, and I'm proud to say that I am Alicia Ciccoloni that allowed that to happen. That was actually very fun, you guys. Jarvio Morrow, our executive producer, and one of our fellow radio friends, his best friend, actually, Andre Cato, and I were
best
all
friend.
Just,
who told you that? I just met him too.
Well, should I say brother? Because you guys always call each other brother.
Don't ask.
So.
Don't ask.
Poor Andre, right?
Don't ask Andre that.
Andre, you know, made us laugh over a little topic there, but it was actually very worth the topic.
So now we're going to try to get this show back on the rails.
Right, exactly. And we're excited to have all of our crew here today: Bobby DeSanto and Eric Williams, our board op, Will Frierson, our photographer, videographer, and also our still photographer that took all of our pictures that you guys have seen on the websites. Keith Visible Air is with us.
Visible Air is in the house.
Thanks, Keith, for coming in.
Keith.
All right. Well, we are very, very thrilled to have this next guest here with us because I have known him and his family for several years when I was back at News Channel 5 doing the news reporting and got to interview Alex back then when he was just getting things really, you know, solidified in his career and his life and his path. And Alex Hale, it has actual a form of autism. He's in the spectrum of autism, and he has had this since he was a child. And he's here with us now to talk about, with his mom, Karen, this massive new mission that they are on that is kicking off in just a couple days, and some pretty exciting things that are going on in your life now, too, Alex, on the side, even above and beyond this new mission.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for being with me on the new radio show.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, it's a pleasure to be on.
Isn't this different from being on when we were on TV together?
Yeah, I know, right? A little different.
And I am so proud of you, Alex. I've watched you. I've kept in touch with you guys for several years. You are really making waves, making sure the awareness of autism gets out there. And it's through your talent, your God-given talent, that you're doing that. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, I'm a singer. I've been singing probably since I was 2 or 3 years old, secretly. My grandmother discovered it, and I made her swear to secrecy.
I remember that story. I made her swear
to secrecy, never to tell my parents. And then the secret was out one day in music class in second grade when a good friend of mine revealed it, and the rest was history. And then someone told my mother, and then lo and behold, my mother says, "You know, you have an uncle who produces music." And I'm like, "Oh, I do." And for the past, I don't know how many years, I've been singing and trying to get my uncle on board with this whole, you know, I want to sing for the rest of my life. And
you should.
Yeah. And a couple years ago, we did Into the Light, which was amazing. We had a great response. Last year, we made Walk a Mile, which was an unbelievable success. And then we released less than a year ago, wrote this song. So we have three songs right now.
And talk about this mission. This is an amazing mission that you're kicking off, a new campaign here.
Yeah, the My I'm Possible Dream. Think about that for a minute. Look at the word impossible. Put a space between the M and the P. What does that say?
Love
I'm
it.
Possible.
Love
I mean,
it.
That, I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, you look at, you know, Cleveland, for example. I mean, you look at the teams here. People say, oh, it's impossible we'll ever win a championship. No, you're possible. You just got to believe that you are. So
it's that faith, and then you have never, ever lost that.
No.
Every time I've ever talked to you and your mom, you guys have never lost that.
No.
You have fought every day, every moment that you can. Your mom is all over the internet promoting this and making sure that everybody knows who Alex Hale is, which makes me so proud every time I see that. Jeremy is our internet buff over here. You know, everybody knows him as you know, Talking Cleveland on Twitter and on Voice It Radio. He's a great personality here in Cleveland, very popular. I mean, you've got to have seen her posts.
No, actually, I'm looking forward to hearing the song at the end.
Yeah, the kid's got a voice and a half, but you know what? Speaking of the voice, Bobby.
Speaking of the voice, Alex, you have something very exciting going on tomorrow, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to be one of the many trying out for the voice. I know.
Whoa.
Wow, that's awesome.
When your mom told me that, I can't say I'm surprised, because did we not say you would land up on one of those shows one day anyway a couple years ago? We knew that.
The question was, would one of these shows ever audition in Cleveland again? And all of a sudden the voice was, and that was the one I was aiming for. I was
that's
like,
one of my
that's
favorites.
The one I wanted. And I called up my uncle because I had to consult with him. I said, do you think I should do it? And he said to me, you know, Alex, I think you can do it, but I'll be honest with you. It's up to you.
Definitely.
And this is the first time he ever said, it is up to you.
How did you feel about that? Because you had to make a big decision.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable feeling that he said, I trust your decision. I mean, it took me probably 14 years to convince this guy that I'm ready. And he knew I had the talent, but he pushed me to get to that point. And then he said, Alex, it's your call. I'm going to let you do it. I trust you no matter what. You just got to be ready to face the harsh truth of the music world. And I said, you want to know what? I'll go in expecting that. But if I do anything more, you want to know what? I have something going right now.
And you know what? You're a winner no matter what happens, because you can always go back. They always let people to go back. You know, they want that to happen. So, but Monday, you have an outrageous, your mission is Monday that you're kicking off. Tell us quickly about that, because we got to get to this song.
Yeah. We are doing we're having an initiative kickoff from 3 to 5 at the Heavy Hitters Room at Progressive Field with special guest speaker, good friend of mine, Mark Shapiro, the Indians president,
love him.
Who loves my sports knowledge, especially in baseball. I will be speaking there. We'll be kicking off our, what is it? It's a GoFundMe project. Yeah, that's what it is. I keep mixing all these up for some reason.
You got
reason.
A lot going on, Alex. Your
yeah,
mom's
I know.
Got you very busy.
Yeah, she's like,
here.
She's right there. She's like, GoFundMe. I was like, oh yeah.
And
don't,
she told
don't
me
worry.
Last night on the phone, she was not talking. You were talking. So you can, if you want to, put her on the mic, you can.
No, that's okay.
No, she wants me. She wants no part of the same.
Oh, I know. She told me last night.
But yeah, it's GoFundMe. We'll be posting that on my Twitter handle. It's at TheRealAlexHale. We'll be posting it there like crazy. We need to raise $47,000. Now that covers, you know, the album expenses, you know, traveling and stuff like that. But I want people to understand this one thing. When the CD is made, the money does not go back to me. I want
That's
people
right.
to understand it's not coming back to me. It's not about me. Money's going back to Autism Speaks.
Your mission. That's
yes,
your mission.
Because I want to find another Alex Hale who's been told to his face, you have no future ahead of you. You're going to be living in a halfway house, mopping floors for the rest of your life. I was told that. Sixth grade, I looked at a person and told them I was wrong. I want to find that next person and then the person after that. And there's only one way to do it. And that is to get yourself out there.
Now, say one more time what group you're working with. Autism Speaks, you said?
Yeah, Autism Speaks.
Okay.
All right, and you know what? Without further ado, I have to put this song out there now so everybody hears what you're made of, Alex. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Everybody, if you can get on that GoFundMe, Karen, it's GoFundMe.com, correct?
Well, actually, if they go to The Real Alex Hale, it's posted out there, the actual link to his fund page.
And that, again, that money that they will be raising goes right to autism awareness and finding, like he said, another Alex Hale that can come and make it big. And without further ado, we're going to let everybody hear what Alex is made of. Right.
Fighting demons with no place to run or hide. If I sometimes seem insane, can you see or feel my pain? If I only knew the way to share your smile, I'd walk a mile. I reach out for your hand. Will you try to understand? If you could only take the time to share your smile, I'd walk a mile. Walk a mile. Find your way. You understand my heartstring when my song is less a wild scream than the sweet and subtle moaning of the blue.
This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Speak your mind on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag AliciaShowCLE.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Alicia Ciccoloni. This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Thank you for being with us on this Friday. Happy weekend, everyone. We are here with the crew, Bobby DeSanto, Darby Omaro, Eric Williams, our photographer and videographer, Will Frierson, and our very special guest host, who everybody knows on the internet especially. And I am very proud to say he is a friend of mine and someone I have learned a lot from so far being on the radio end of this broadcasting world that we lived in here.
It's a whole new world.
It is a whole new world. And yes, that was the voice of Voice It Radio, Jeremy, also known as Talking Cleveland.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Bunch of stuff. This whole past 3 weeks have been kind of nuts, actually.
What's going on?
Well, apparently, everybody's kind of heard of the Lauren Nagy situation, and originally I had tweeted out the article about his art gallery opening being shut down over serving liquor.
Now, this was on Scene magazine. Right?
Scene and a couple other people had wrote blog articles about it.
Right, and I actually saw it on Cleveland.com.
Right, and so one of the ladies at our show that do she has a show, Laura Mangwell, she ended up reaching out to him and bringing him in as a guest. And so I produce her show on Saturdays, and when he came in, you know, we were starting to talk about the whole situation. And at the time, it was just enough to be irritated with it, but it wasn't really nothing to do about it. It's like, okay, they shut you down, you know. Apparently, in the state of Ohio, giving away liquor is considered sale, which is...
But so many places do this.
Right, right. And that's where we're kind of mad, because you can't just pick and choose when you want to enforce a law.
Right, right.
Either you're going to ignore it or you're going to enforce it. You can't pick and choose. And
they need to change it.
Right, and what happened is, 2 weeks later, he does a dry event. Nobody there was drinking. No one brought nothing, period. They shut him down over an occupancy permit needed. And
I don't understand that one either.
Well, the problem is they say he needs 53 parking spots to have an occupancy permit, which to me makes absolutely no sense, because I don't even care what you can explain to me to tell anybody they need a certain amount of parking spaces. Makes no sense, because we can talk about West 6th, West 9th, West 25th. I mean, where are you parking?
None of
you go
them
there?
Have enough parking
that,
spaces.
This makes
right.
I feel like this is...
Well, now
it sounds personal. It sounds like they're the city's
what's going on? One of the things is that they're printing out, they're talking about how there had been prior complaints about noise, right? if anybody knows where Lauren Nazi's studio is, it's right there at the – if you come up from downtown and you make a left on West 25th instead of going towards Town Hall and all that, if you make a left, it's literally like a two-minute walk from there. So how is there a noise ordinance problem?
There's nothing around there.
There's nothing around there, and you have West Park – or not West Park. You have the West Side Market. You have all those bars there. So that's kind of a normal thing for a lot of noise around there anyway. And so turns out that it was – something going on with a couple people there that they actually want that place, I think, is what's going on now. Mm-hmm. I think it's a political battle that they want to tear it down or do something with that space, and he's kind of holding it up because there's a couple bars that were clubs around there originally that aren't there no more that they shut down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the problem I have is, my understanding is, he originally got grant money from the city to open it up. So if you're doing any involvement the city had with helping him open that, how did you forget to have this? Now, the one thing that he knows he should have did better, and everybody involved with it knows, he should have got his occupancy permit. He knew that
much.
But at the same time, like I said, the parking spaces and all this other stuff, the city helped you open that.
Well, yeah, it's a joint venture.
Right. And so after the last couple things, you know, it really kind of blew up where, you know, he has T-shirts made. Someone came up with the I'm with Lauren graphic for the Cleveland scene. The T-shirts are made and all that. And I had been contacted by Raw Cleveland, which is Natural Born Artists. Every 6 months, they hold an event that's for photographers, graffiti artists, painters,
it's
fashion.
Amazing.
It's just an art community showcase for all walks of art. And they contacted me about help promoting, and I was excited about it. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, this is kind of a perfect opportunity. You already have 600 people here in the art community. It's time for everybody. Because there's one thing that kind of I laugh about. Everybody always talks about these baby boomers. Our generation is far bigger in numbers than the baby boomers. No one ever stops to really think about that. The baby boomers is a huge generation. Ours is bigger. And it's something to do with the old school or whatnot, but when they contact me about it, it's, you know, I felt it was a good chance to really get out there and show the older people in city council that stop playing games, because every time we talked about it, it's like someone's playing games. That's all anyone kept saying, someone's playing games. So we decided to say stop playing the games.
Now, that brings me to the next question. What has been the interaction with the councilman? Has there been any...
See, Simperman has been pretty legit with him. Now, Simperman got kind of blasted in the media for the 53 parking spots, but don't kill the messenger. That was not him saying he needs to have it. He was just telling them what the law said, and that's why we decided that we want to do a big tweet-up rally, have everybody show up at the thing, hopefully just get some things signed, and tell them, like, we don't care what it is, but you're going to make it right.
So has he been sympathetic, or has he...
Yeah, he's going... They're working hand-in-hand. They're going through everything. They're very open about going through everything and helping him make sure everything's done right and correctly so he can get his gallery open. But the problem is the reason that everybody needs to kind of show up and show city council that they're not okay with this is because even on the 23rd when he goes to court, which is more likely going to happen, is something's going to happen where it's going to be a court delay.
Yeah.
All right. But even in a perfect world, if he goes in there and handles everything in his favor, it still does not stop the fact that they can then pick someone else and start messing with them. You're not living it. You're not fixing nothing. All he's going to do is beat his case. It doesn't mean that city council or someone cannot go back and mess with us over it. So what happens is people need to stand up and say, we want all that ratified, you know, just fix it. Change that law. That law is stupid, period.
And that's the whole idea of this tweet up. Explain
right.
Quickly.
A tweet up. We're just trying to get everybody. We already have 600 people slated to come, and that was before the rally. So we're just trying to get a bunch of people there and let them know that our community is huge in Cleveland, and you're picking on us because I know 1,000, which I'm not going to say them because it's not that they should be pointed out from being able to do it. But I can name about 520 art galleries that give away wine all the time. You don't mess with them.
That's why I said I've heard of this before, and that's why I don't understand.
So if we were to have wine in here, they can come. If we had wine, they can come in here and shut us down is what they're saying.
Exactly.
You can't give your guests wine?
Explain the plea of getting this tweet up going and getting people out
No,
there.
It's just to raise awareness to Simperman and all of them that we want that part changed. We want, where special events, you have the right to give wine out to your guests and all that. I mean, it's custom. It's custom anywhere in the United States to give out wine. Why do you need a permit for it?
And stop picking and choosing what laws.
And really, that's where it comes down to. At the end of the day, it's not this law. Every law in general, don't pick which ones you want to enforce. And
the city of Cleveland as a whole.
Right.
And that's the whole point of this, is to raise awareness on that. And hopefully you get a big crowd, everybody. How can people get involved?
What is it? June 25th, 7 p.m., the Agora. Tickets are pre-sale. 15-20 at the door. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, or you can hashtag Stop the Games. You can look for it that way. Or go to Raw Artist Cleveland
All right. Well, and you're at Talking Cleveland.
Yeah, TALKN Cleveland.
Now you're still going to be in the studio, right?
Yes, he'll be with us.
Okay, cool. Because Andre had a point that he wanted to make on that, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. Speak your mind on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag AliciaShowCLE.
Welcome back, Cleveland, to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show. I am Alicia Ciccoloni, and we'd like to pick up where we left off in the last segment, talking with Jeremy, also known as Talking Cleveland. He is a radio personality on internet radio at Voice It Radio. For Cleveland, and the topic is a very hot topic. I'm a little disturbed by it, so I'm sort of a little rattled right now, and I want to finish that off with you because it's pretty hot here in Cleveland right now. What this is?
Yeah, it's gaining a lot of steam. Like I said, because like we were talking about off air, it's the part about their excuses for it makes no sense. They're talking about noise complaints and all that. There's no apartments around. You got the RTA station, you got the West Side Market, you have town halls, the bars and all that. There's no way anybody's making a complaint about there. Like I said, I think it comes down to the fact that he's not your typical art gallery opener. He is a little bit more eccentric, but he's a cool guy, and he cares about all arts. He's actually genuine. He's not like some of these other fake art galleries that are abusing our city and making people think they're doing something when they're really not doing. He's one of the few guys that's, you can look him up. He's got a portfolio of positive stuff he's done for Cleveland.
And we're talking about Lauren Nagy.
Yeah, Lauren Nagy.
In a situation right now with some ordinances that are allegedly.
Yeah, and like
broken.
I said, he knows the one he needs to take care of. But at the same time, like I said, if the city is the one helping you open that initially, how's all this stuff overlooked in the first
place?
And
again, real quickly, the couple things that are the problem here
is he needs an occupancy permit. But to get that, he needs to have 53 parking spots.
Which he does not.
He could. I think there's enough room to squeeze in 53, but how are you going to tell me I need 53? That only makes sense. What if I only have events there for private things and I only want 10 or 15 people there? How are you going to tell me I need 53 parking spots? And if that's the case, West 6 should be shut down. West 9 should be shut down. Almost every place should be shut down.
Yeah, that's a point I wanted to bring up. Can he prove or go to the city of Cleveland and say, hey, I want to see the permits for all these other guys. I want to see their 50.
And not only that, the parking is not even the real big issue. The real big issue is being able to have the wine and the enjoyment of the wine
and
a gallery.
And that's the thing, because we know it. It's a known custom. You go to an art gallery, there's usually some wine passed out. I mean, it's wine.
Which at this point, Andre wants to step in on this one. What did you say, Andre?
No, I thought it was permissible as long as you weren't selling it.
No, in the state of Ohio, if you give away wine or beer, it's considered sale.
But two quickies is, one, what's going to become of the funds raised from this event? And two, one thing about the baby boomers is they took it to the streets and took it to the man.
Well, and exactly.
Trying to jam up parking over there and trying to, like, you know, have someone like Cleveland Liquor give you some stacks so you could pass out and you could have drinks inside of the gallery as an act of true defiance.
So he's asking, this event that you guys
and
are
that's said,
trying to raise awareness.
It's a lot of these older guys, and that's what made me think about it. The one thing that the older people, the people that are way older than us, they did that. They stood up. When someone was right, I'm tired of people saying, I don't know why you always fighting for something. Because if people actually fought for some things would get changed around here, and you change it by changing the laws. And the only way to do that is showing up in numbers. And what you asked is, I was asked to be brought in to help promote event. I threw the addition on it, so I worked it out with them where what they are expected to draw and what they draw every year, anything after that, I'm actually getting a percentage of those ticket sales. I'm taking a quarter of my percent. There's four groups involved. I'm getting 25%. Another group's getting 25. Another group's getting 25, and Lauren Nagy's getting 25 for his court costs.
And this is all a tweet up event.
Yeah, it's a tweet up. Like I said, it's $15. It's a wonderful event. Anybody in our community, it's worth showing out for because you're supporting our community. You're raising awareness on this situation, and it's really worth coming out anyway.
Something big in Cleveland,
right.
just to get it out there and get it to talk. You know, to be talked.
Yeah,
about.
I mean, I support all arts. I mean, fashion shows. I mean, I'm actually one of the sponsors promoting an upcoming lace and fashion show on the 27th and all that.
What's
so.
It saw that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right up the Darvio's alley, actually.
Yeah, lace and steel.
What does it take to overturn the law?
Just getting paperwork.
But again, you got to get to that point. So
right.
That's the whole point.
You have to raise enough of stink to get people talking about where everybody's like, oh, okay. But that's the problem. Nobody cares about stuff no more. They watch filth on TV. They don't want to know about none of this stuff.
Well, and this is why we.
Right,
this is one of the other reasons why we wanted you to come in, because on our show, you're not going to hear about this on the news.
Right,
so we wanted
to
bring it here to the Alicia Ciccoloni Show and let people know about it. If you want to get involved with it, get in touch with Jeremy via Twitter. He is at Talking Cleveland.
Yep. Or, I mean, my cell phone is public records, 216. 6336-0888.
And we'll put that up on our sites as well. So if anybody wants
just
to get in touch with
Jeremy. Put your cell
number
out there.
I was
going to
say, now you're going to have all these girls calling now. I hope you're ready for that. So be prepared for all. Like you might have to be buying a car like Joe Hayden
you
just
bold,
did.
My brother.
Hey, you want to buy me a car? We can do a lot of talking.
Yeah, there you go.
I like white.
Know.
I like white.
That's my dog.
You never know. Jeremy might just turn around like that for you. We hope so anyway because you're a doll. We absolutely love
thank you.
And thank you for being our guest co-host
today. Always, always.
And also bringing this to light.
Yes.
Because we do want to know about these things. We do.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming in.
Another thing, too, that we want to thank you for is also supporting us.
Oh, always.
You
like I said, I support local, period.
Amazing support system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Where's the smart aleck comment I've been waiting to
hear? I know. You know what? I almost was wondering the
Alicia,
same thing.
I was letting Alicia do her thing. You know what I'm saying?
And I was waiting, though.
Because I was just sitting here, and I'm so enthralled by watching the World Cup.
Oh, God, you do not. I played soccer. I had scholarships for that.
You know what?
I can't
I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'm trying to, like, how do people get into this? Like,
well, because you know what? It's a very good sport and it keeps you healthy. You're running around, you're burning off calories. But before we leave, guys, we got to go to something real quick. We want to let you know about that the Alicia Ciccoloni Show is very proud to be a part of.
We're very proud to be a part of the Pauly Palooza going on tomorrow, Saturday, June 14th at Whiskey Island Marina. It is sand volleyball. It's a fundraiser. And we got volleyball, cornhole, bands, parties. It's going to be fun. Come down and join us. It's going to be a blast. Whiskey Island Marina tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. And
we'll see you
Father's
next week.
Day. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Peace.